now, our second story about a house is about a haunted house. Written by Virginia Woolf.
Whatever hour you woke, there was a door shutting. From room to room they went, hand in hand, lifting here, opening there, making sure. A ghostly couple.
Here we left.
Oh, but here, too.
It's upstairs.
In the garden.
Quietly.
Yes, quietly.
We shall wake them.
But it wasn't that you woke us. Oh, no. They're looking for it. They're drawing the curtain, one might say, and so read on a page or two. One would be certain, stopping the pencil on the margin. And then, tired of reading, one might rise and see for oneself. The house all empty, the doors standing open. Only the wood pigeons bubbling with content. And the hum of the threshing machine sounding from the farm. What did I come in here for? What did I want to find? My hands were empty. Perhaps it's upstairs then. The apples were in the loft. And so down again, the garden still as ever. Only the book had slipped into the grass.
Here we left it.
And here, here.
But they had found it in the drawing room. Not that one could ever see them. The window panes reflected apples, reflected roses. All the leaves were green in the glass. If they moved in the drawing room, the apple only turned its yellow side. Yet, the moment after, if the door was opened, spread upon the floor, hung upon the walls, pendant from the ceiling, what? My hands were empty. The shadow of a thrush crossed the carpet. From the deepest wells of silence, the wood pigeon drew its bubble of sound.
Save. Save. Save.
The pulse of the house beat softly.
The buried treasure. The room.
The pulse stopped short. Oh, was that the buried treasure? A moment later, the light had faded. Out in the garden, then. But the trees spun darkness for a wandering beam of sun. So fine, so rare, coolly sunk beneath the surface, the beam I sought, always burnt behind the glass. Death was the glass. Death was between us, coming to the room first, hundreds of years ago, leaving the house, sealing all the windows. The rooms were darkened. He left it, left her, went north, went east, saw the stars turned in the southern sky, sought the house again, found it dropped beneath the downs.
Say, say, say.
The pulse of the house beat gladly.
The treasure yours.
The wind roars up the avenue. Trees stoop and bend this way and that. Moonbeams splash and spill wildly in the rain. But the beam of the lamp falls straight from the window. The candle burns stiff and still. Wandering through the house, opening the windows, not to wake us. The ghostly couple seek their joy.
Here we slept.
Kisses without number.
Waking in the morning.
Silver between the trees.
Upstairs.
In the garden.
When summer came.
In winter snow time.
Doors go shutting far in the distance, gently knocking like the pulse of a heart. Nearer they come. Cease at the doorway. The wind falls. The rain slides silver down the glass. Our eyes darken. We hear no steps beside us. We see no lady spread her ghostly cloak. His hands shield the lantern.
Look, sound asleep, love upon their lips.
Stooping, holding that silver lamp above us. Long and deeply, long they pause. The wind drives straightly, the flame stoops slightly. Wild beams of moonlight cross both floor and wall, and meeting, stain the faces bent, the faces pondering. The faces that search the sleepers and seek their hidden joy.
Say. Say. Say.
The heart of the house beats proudly.
Ah, long years. Then again you found me. In the garden eating.
Laughing, rolling apples in the loft.
Here we left our treasure.
Here we left it. Here we left it.
Stooping, their light lifts the lids upon my eyes.
Save. Save. Save.
Pulse of the house beats wildly. Waking, I cry, oh! it's your buried treasure, the light in the heart?
Here we left it.
Here we left it.
Say. Say. Say.
House by Virginia Woolf. The story was performed by Pat Franklin, with music specially composed by Peter Winkler, and technical production by John Whiting. In The Boarded Window, the first story you heard this evening by Ambrose Bierce, you heard Ben Jacopetti as the narrator, Amanda Folger as Janice, Eric Bauersfeld played Murlock. The music was performed by Carl Schrager, and the technical production was by John Whiting. And now, good night.